It's good to have the whole story, not just bits and pieces. And while we in the Episcopal Church do a good job of reading a variety of scriptures each Sunday, we aren't able still to read the whole story each week. Right now, in our Old Testament reading each week, we're tracking through Exodus. We just concluded Genesis, but we didn't read the whole book. And if you weren't here every week, the story would be even less congruent. In order to know the depth and the breadth of what God's relationship with his people, it's important to have the whole story. Not only is it important to know the whole story, it's important to struggle with it, to spend time thinking about it, the characters, their significance, and what the whole means to you and to me here today. Why is it important that this baby in the bulrushes was taken by Pharaoh's daughter? Well, this baby had a huge role in the Exodus. We hear Pharaoh's daughter named him Moses. And if we know the rest of the story, we know that his significant beginning led to many other significant events in his life, in the life of what would become Israel, the Hebrew people. We might also think about the fact that it was Pharaoh's daughter that rescued this Hebrew child. We know that this is a very patriarchal society, that to disobey one's father is a really bad idea. That's still true. Not only did this young woman disobey her father, the male head of the household, but her father was also Pharaoh. And so to disobey him would be breaking a law that could perhaps cost her her life. Did she think this through? She probably didn't have to think about it a lot. The reality would have been so culturally ingrained in her that in rescuing this child, she was aware of the potential cost. She knew the risks and acted anyway. We might argue that the instinct to nurture was stronger than Pharaoh's daughter than the instinct to protect herself. We might also argue that God had his hand in this, that God used even Pharaoh's daughter in his plan for his people. If we know the whole story, we know that later when Moses is grown, that God hardens Pharaoh's heart on more than one occasion. God can and does use whom God wishes in ways that are sometimes perplexing to a casual onlooker, or even a devout follower. That's why it's important to know the whole story. Snippets can be misleading. In our reading from the Gospel of Matthew today, we join the story with Jesus and the disciples walking into Caesarea Philippi. They've just been in the region of Tyre and Sidon, and they continue to travel on their way toward Jerusalem. That is important. There had been the usual buzz around Jesus. People were talking, and he's heard bits and pieces of what they have been saying. So he asks his closest followers, what have they heard? He says, who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they give a litany of the usual suspects, scriptural figures from the past, prophets, all of them. Then Jesus point blank asks his disciples, who do you say that I am? And Peter gets it right. He says, you're the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus blesses Peter. He has the right answer. He gets it. And Jesus says, Peter, and you are Peter, and on this rock, and the word for rock in Greek is Petro, Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Wow. Yay, Peter. He gets it. He knows who Jesus is, and Jesus then rewards Peter mightily. He gives him the keys to the kingdom of heaven. He gives them the authority of the church. And if we didn't know the whole story, we would think that Peter deserved this dubious honor, that because of his great foresight and flawless belief, his unwavering faith, and absolute devotion to Jesus, he might somehow earn this high honor. But if we know the whole story, we remember that Peter is also the one who stepped out into the sea at the urging of Jesus, only to find himself sinking with fear just moments later. If we read ahead, we know that in what seems like mere moments after Jesus blesses Peter for affirming that he is the Messiah, he calls him Satan and tells him to get behind him. If we continue with the story, we know that on the night before Jesus' death, Peter, this very same Peter, the very rock on whom the church will be founded, will deny that he even knows Jesus. And not in some mumbling way, but boldly, and three times. Raise your hand if you've never said something that just moments later you wish you hadn't said. Seriously. If you've never once in your life wished that you could take something back that you said, raise your hand. If you did raise your hand, you're probably the only one. We have all said and done things that just moments later we wished we hadn't. We wished we had thought the outcome of our actions out a bit further. If Peter had email, I can only begin to imagine what blunders and hot-headed retorts we would have in Scripture today. That's why it's important to have the whole picture. Because we see so much of ourselves in Peter. We've all messed up, said the wrong thing, done the wrong thing, wish we could eat our words and fall through the floor from time to time. And while we're on this subject, can we just agree that no sentence should ever come out of our mouths beginning with the words, "Well, I heard that." We need the whole story. And not just in Scripture, but in our daily lives as well. We need context. We need experience. If something doesn't sound right, it's probably not. We need to struggle with what we hear and we need to take time with it. Not just make knee-jerk decisions and reactions, both with what we hear and read in Scripture and what we hear and read in our daily lives. You know what the really good news is? The really good news is that Jesus wasn't just kidding with Peter. He is the rock on which the church was founded, and Hades will not prevail against it. The church is not perfect, no more than the people that make the church. We will continue to make mistakes, to fall short of our high calling, but we can learn and strive to do better. Remember the rest of the story with Peter? Remember the time that Jesus came to him and asked him if he loved him? Not just once, not just twice, but three times. Remember that no matter how many times Peter fell short, he was always given the opportunity to turn around and return to Christ, the Messiah. Each time Peter missed the mark, Jesus reached out his hand and brought him back. That same hand is offered to each of us. Jesus asks that same question of each of us. Who do you say that I am? We are each a part of this story, and the story continues. God uses each of us to fulfill his purpose. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to be flawless. God uses whom God will use. It's not about our worthiness. It's about God's worthiness. Thanks be to God. Amen.